T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right, must be 12:30. It's time for the stories. Young and the Restless, one of the most notable TV theme songs. Are Victor and Nikki still together? Have they broken up again? During the pandemic, right, when nothing was going on, there was no filming, anything. Every week they would do the best Young and the Restless weddings, and they'd spend a week on that. I think one of them was like the best Victor and Nikki weddings or getting back together, something like that. But, what a time. But, as a lot of the stories have gone away, right? Guiding Light, that other one, As the World Turns, All My Children, One Life to Live. You've got really just the leftovers, which is also an alliance on Big Brother. You've got the leftover stories that don't seem to be going anywhere, right? General Hospital, Young and the Restless, The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives. Really, that's all. I mean, it used to be when you would go to the grocery store and they'd have 3 different magazines for soap operas. You'd have NBC soaps, CBS soaps, ABC soaps. They'd have their own magazine. And now all the soaps are just on one. It just takes up one rack. It's not the whole line of the and there'd be different ones, Soap Opera Digest, just soaps. Everything revolved around the soap operas. Now it's just, the 4 remaining, and who knows? I mean, I think they'll be on for a while. A lot of people like to DVR that and watch it on their own time. CBS seems to have, I would say if we're talking daytime television, CBS has the best, right? You've got Price is Right. You have the soap operas. What's the other game show they have on CBS with Wayne Brady? We watch it every morning, and now I can't even think of the name of the show. I mean, this is, guys, if this isn't just... Wayne Brady is the host of Whose Line Is It Anyway? That was also a good show. Come on. How are we forgetting this? Let's Make a Deal. Oh, my gosh. Let's Make a Deal. CBS has the best daytime, in my opinion. You have Let's Make a Deal, Price is Right, Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful. That's a better lineup. What's someone going to say? ABC with The View and General Hospital? No, thank you. CBS has the best daytime. 5 days a week. Best daytime lineup. All right. I'm glad we figured that out. We are asking you, and maybe your answer is watching soap operas. No. At what point, if ever, did you start feeling old? Or are there instances that make you feel old? And what do you do to stay young? What to stay young at heart, young at mind? And what's the most ridiculous thing you've seen someone attempting to act a little younger than they are? Right? For me, you know, top 40 music. I don't know all of it. I would also say, you know, if it's 2 in the morning and I go to a bar on Chippewa, I'm probably going to feel a little old. Talking to the guys in the other room, I feel old. You know, they were in elementary school during the October storm. I was a senior in high school. A lot of my friends were already in college. So I those instances make me feel old, but at 33, I think I'm still pretty young. 33 is not the old number that I thought it was when I was 18, I'll tell you that. But, you know, and here's another thing. What have you learned about the importance of staying young at mind, right? Having a young mind. Have you found that to be important as your age, the numbers gotten higher? Is your mindset important to staying young at heart, young at mind? 803-0930, star 930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open at 803-0930. Someone says, I feel old now. I'm almost 39. My son's first grade teacher graduated high school in 2016. That'll make you feel old, right? I mean, not even 40 yet. Feeling old. Now, answer me this, because I don't have kids yet, right? But when you have kids, does that make you feel older or younger? Because I've heard having kids makes you feel younger instead of older. Is that bad advice? Did someone tell me something that's not true? Someone also says, bad hair dye. They've seen a little ridiculous. Now, you know, because I knew people that were bald in college. I knew people that had gray hair my senior year of college. So I think that's people, you know, they point to gray hairs as a sign of being old. But like I said, people in their 20s have gray hair. There are people in 20s that are losing their hair, receding hairline. Another one is, you know you're getting old when your friend's kids are out of college and getting married. That might be an instance where you start feeling a little old. What about when you get that class reunion invite in the mail? Oh, it's your 20th, your 30th. It's your 50th class reunion. You get a look at that. Does that make you feel old? But it is funny how perspective changes, right? How, you know, again, when I was in high school, even when I was in college, 30, 40 seemed so old. Now, you know, like 40 doesn't seem that old. 50 doesn't even seem that old. And I don't know if that's a change of the times or if that's just the older you get. You know, old doesn't seem as, quote, old as it did when you were in your teens. Now, I asked this question on social media yesterday and got a lot of answers. And you can find me on Facebook, Joe Beamer. You can also find me on Twitter, at TheJoeBeamer. Someone says, every day when I go into school, I am the oldest one in the building. That one might be. Amy on Facebook says, when I was working at our local high school in the late 90s, a student came up to me all excited about her new CD. It was Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell 2. I told her I had the original on LP. She looked at me and said, how old are you? Yeah, that would make you feel. Someone's asking you how old you are. Diane says, when the teenage girls that used to babysit my boys are now in their 50s. Of course, I'm only about 10 or 12 years older than them, but still. 803-0930, star 930, if you'd like to get on. Tell me when you started feeling old, if ever, and what you've done to continue being younger. Now, you have people that, you know, it's most people, the older you get, the more money you have, right? You build yourself up at your job. You've got maybe less expenses after your kids graduate college. And you know, you'll see people in these nice sports cars, right? And I would feel like when I get older, I want to have, hopefully I can afford, you know, a nice sports car with a convertible, drive around. Now, I feel that would make you feel, that would make you feel young, right? That would keep you young. Nice new car. What purchases have you made to maybe say, hey, I'm not as old. I can show this off. I'll tell you, one of my neighbor in my building has a BMW sports car. That thing's awesome. Every time I see him in the hallway, I want to say, can I just want to tell him how I was going to say I want to ask him if I can take it for a ride, but no, I don't. I want to say I admire your car, because there have been times where I park my car right next to it and I'm staring at it as he's walking out of the building to his car. I just want to say, hey, I really admire that BMW. And then hopefully he'll say, do you want to take it for a drive? Oh my gosh. Now that would be awesome. But again, I digress, a little off topic. But I feel, you know, in 15, 20 years, I'll be able to afford a nice sports car. And I think driving around in that would make me feel pretty young. You know, have the music up, drive around, sunglasses, hood down. That is something that I think in 15, 20 years, I could afford, and that would make me feel young. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. Someone says, I knew I was getting old the day I was watching Gilligan's Island and thinking to myself, boy, that Mrs. Howell looks pretty good. Before then, it was all Ginger and Marianne, according to Ron. Ron, thanks for the text. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on if you want to tell me when you started feeling old, if ever, and what makes you feel, what do you do to keep yourself young? Also, still taking your calls on divorce and lessons learned in divorce. 803-0930. We do have the blue cheese debate on the text board as well. Marie's or Rudy's. Taking your calls, taking your texts. When, if ever, did you start feeling old? What are instances that make you feel old? And what do you do to stay young at heart and young at mind? Let's go to Terry, who is back in Texas. Hey, Terry.
Hey, before I get to that, I just want to put this out there, and you're probably not going to like it, but all blue cheese is disgusting. I don't care who makes it. Stefan Diggs, Trayvon Diggs, Mary, Ralph, all of it. Gross.
You're not a blue cheese fan? What do you eat with your chicken wings?
Man, I ain't had a real chicken wing since the last time I lived in Buffalo. I just go straight up, you know, well, out here it's, you know, quote-unquote buffalo sauce, but it's never quite right. There's always something just not like the Buffalo atmosphere is. I don't know why, but I don't know. So I don't eat them too much these days.
Well, Terry, we're going to send you some Rudy's and Duff's blue cheese. It might change your mind.
My wife likes it with ranch. I know that's a big no-no.
Uh-oh. Terry, the text board is going to go crazy after that.
Yeah, I kind of was thinking that. But, yeah, I know I'm getting old because my wife told me so the other day, but she didn't quite put it like that. She told me I complain a lot, but she didn't use the word complain. She used an alternate word that starts with a B. But I'm not positive I can say.
Yes.
So, yeah, she told me that, and I noticed, you've seen the progress. I think it's Progressive. They do the commercials, like, first-time homebuyer, and you, like, turn into an old man or an old woman, and you're, you know, wearing the dad pants and stuff.
I love those commercials, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so close to that. I noticed, and after my wife said it, I kind of reflected on it a little bit, you know what I mean, because I'm trying not to get divorced. but I'm like, hey, turn that light off. Don't be in the shower too long. Take your shoes off before you go in your room. You know, because those got the carpet, everything else is like hardwood. That, take your shoes off. Where are you going? Who's on the phone? I'm like, man, I never stop. Like, I'm like an old man, and that's exactly what my wife told me. She's like, you used to be all fun. Now you're like just walking around, timing people, see how long they got the water running. Like, I don't know. Blame Biden.
you're getting the parking spot closest to the exit for when you leave?
Yeah, and I tell you something else. This hotel that I stayed at yesterday had like a full bar They had the game on, which I wasn't too interested in anyways, but I'm like, nah, I'm just going to go to my room and watch Impractical Jokers. Had a couple adult beverages. I passed out. Woke up to infomercials, and I'm like, man, what is wrong with me? I used to could stay up till 2, 2:30 in the morning, get up for work at 7, and be good to go. And now I'm like, let's do a puzzle.
That, Terry, it's funny. I, the same way, you know, these last two nights, I'm in for Bowerly, so I can stay up a little later than usual. And both nights I've been asleep before or at 11 o'clock. It's, and you know, I go in with, oh, I'll be able to stay up, watch some TV. And next thing I know, yeah, I'm waking up, not to infomercials, but I'm waking up to, you know, Netflix asking if I'm still there.
No, my wife and I, we make fun of each other because, A, we're excited if we can get to bed before 10, if there's no strange events. But then when we wake up in the morning, we make fun of the noises each other make, you know, because it's like, cracking stuff. And we got like a little mixtape going in the morning. And my wife's like, man, we need somebody needs to take our bones apart and like WD-40 them, put them back together. And then maybe we'll be all right. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just addicted to ibuprofen at this point.
Oh, jeez.
Crazy. I'm just kidding, but you know what I mean?
I get what you mean. I used to hop right out of bed, and now especially when I have to go in for the morning show, I get up and then I have to sit on the edge of my bed for 10 minutes to actually wake myself up.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's how I am. Putting on my boots in the morning, I'm like, I gotta do like a yoga routine before I can even get myself in that position. I should probably get back to working out or something like that, but you know, like I watched Old School the other day and, you know, Frank the Tank, he's there at the party and, you know, he hadn't started drinking yet. And he's like, yeah, we got a big day tomorrow. We're going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and Home Depot if we have time or however he says it. And that's what I do now with my life. The other day I spent 2 hours looking for a shower curtain thing. And I'm like, what is going on with me? I don't know. These are things that.
Terry, I appreciate the phone call. I think everyone can relate. Hey, have a good weekend, man. Terry in Texas, he's right. When running errands is a regular thing. Now, my wife's probably listening to this going, when do you ever run errands? So, yes. But running errands is, I think, a sign. I think is when you start feeling a little old, right? Instead of waking up on Saturdays and just watching TV, especially college football season, just watching college games. Instead, it's like, well, we got to hit up this. We have to get this. We got to fix this. It's like, oh, man, where did my Saturday morning cartoons go? 803-0930, star 930. When, if ever, did you start feeling old? What instances make you feel old? And how do you keep yourself young at heart and young at mind? It is Beamer in for Bowerly on this Friday, August 5th, first Friday of August. Beautiful summer weekend here in Western New York. A great time to be a Western New Yorker. If you're on your way to the stadium to watch the Bills practice tonight, have fun. Cheer on the team. It's an exciting time to be a Western New Yorker, and hopefully an exciting time to talk with you when we come back here on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
What a time. What a time. Great theme. Great theme. Nickelodeon Guts. Like I said, Nickelodeon in the 90s, They had the Orlando studios. It was great. Now, I mean, not that I watch Nickelodeon. I'm just saying, it doesn't seem to be what it was when I was a kid with Slime Time Live and Figure It Out. We talked about this yesterday. But, you know, they had good theme songs as well. So I appreciate all of the requests we had on the text board for the theme songs. Obviously, in the 5 o'clock hour, it is Friday. We have to play Return of the Mac. It is Beamer in for Bowerly, if you haven't put that together yet, here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm asking you, when, if ever, did you start feeling old? And what are instances that make you feel old? And what do you do to stay young at heart and young at mind? Let's go to Lockport and talk with Allison. Allison, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I think I first felt old. I used to coach my girls' baseball team, softball, and we went for a two-mile run. And one night I woke up the next day, could not put my feet on the floor. I had old person plantar fasciitis.
Oh, no.
And so don't run anymore. And I noticed, I'm a nurse, and I noticed I try to keep up, but at the end of the day, my sister-in-law's old expression that she enlightened me on, mirror, mirror, on the wall, I am my mother after all. I hit that chair at the end of the day, and I'm shot. But the strategy is, keep going. It's okay to hit the chair at the end of the day and be shot. But during the day, if you give in to that, that's your new lifestyle, and that is not where you want to be.
It's a great way to put it. Now, Allison, let me ask, is there anything you do to stay young at mind?
Yeah. Honestly, I try to be in touch with my daughters. They're in their 30s, and they keep me young. They keep me on track. If I start getting a little fuddy-duddy, they remind me or they encourage me. And my husband's a big encouragement for me. He's older than me, but he can still run circles around me. He's amazing. So I think as a family, we all just keep active. I went zip lining. The kids didn't think I would do it. We went to the Royal Gorge in Colorado, 1,200 feet up. I did it, climbed the mountain. You just got to keep moving forward and doing things. Live your best life.
Great way to put it, Allison. Hey, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Allison in Lockport opens the line for you at 803-0930, star 930, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Also open at 803-0930. Now, Terry brought this up before the news, right? When you get up and you start, you know, your body starts making all kinds of noises and, you know, you got to stretch. And like I said, for me, it takes about 5 to 10 minutes of me just staring out my window at 3:30 in the morning before I can start moving. But here's something I read. And you know me, I don't do a lot of reading. But here's something I read. Stretch for 5 minutes before going to bed. Your muscles will be more relaxed and it'll be easier to find a comfortable position to sleep in. It will also make waking up easier. Now, I read this online, so I don't know if it's true. But it's definitely, I'm going to start trying it on Monday. Don't we all do that? You know, hey, I'm going to start eating healthy on Monday. Hey, I'm trying this new exercise. I'm going to start doing this at the gym on Monday. No one ever commits to starting something on Friday, right? Hey, I got this new workout. I'm going to start running 3 miles a day. I'm going to cut my calories by 1,000. On Monday. No one ever says, I'm going to do it Friday. Which actually, and I'm guilty of that. I've never said, hey, I'm going to start this new diet on Friday. But it would actually make more sense to start a diet, a workout plan, something on Friday, right? Because you have the whole weekend to kind of adjust to it. There's nothing worse than adjusting to a new diet or adjusting to a new time to work out, a new type of workout. Then on a Monday, you know what I mean? Especially if you're trying, we talked about on Tuesday, intermittent fasting. Someone called in and said that's what really turned their diet around. I think if you did it for, you know, the 2 days of the weekend before Monday, you'd really, you know, that would make Monday a little bit easier. If you're trying intermittent fasting for the first time on Monday at work, I feel like that'd be a real pain. But like I said, I'm just as guilty as anyone else. You know, hey, I'm really going to clean up the way I eat. I'm going to commit to, you know, an extra half hour at the gym on Monday. we all do that. So on Monday, I'm going to start stretching for 5 minutes before I go to bed and see if that changes how I sleep and how I wake up the next morning. And I will tell you on Tuesday if it worked or not. And if it didn't work, we're going to have someone to tweet. Hey, you're tweeting false information. 803-0930, star 930, that's the number to get on. If you want to tell me, when, if ever, did you start feeling old? What instances make you feel old? What do you do to stay young? Is it drive a nice sports car? Is it work a job? During the break on Twitter, we saw the story of a 99-year-old woman who works 6 days a week at a Cincinnati Chick-fil-A. 99 years old, 6 days a week. Carol Miller is her name. And why does she continue to work? To make her feel young. To make her feel young. Anyone out there retire, go through retirement, and maybe a year or two later realize, I am really bored. I need to go find something to do. And so, you know, you find a part-time job, doing something that you enjoy doing, right? Just to have something to do instead of just sitting around all day. Now, you might like sitting around all day. But I think there's probably people out there that can relate to Carol Miller in Cincinnati, who's 99 years old, works 6 days a week at Chick-fil-A, makes her feel young. Thought that was a good story. And hey, it popped up on my Twitter while I was doing this show. So I thought, well, hey, that's a sign. We got to bring it up. As I mentioned, I gave you this question on Facebook, Joe Beamer on Facebook, at the Joe Beamer on Twitter, asking you, when, if ever, did you start feeling old? Gary says, when I heard you say on the radio that you're 33, but you don't feel old, wait till you hit 70. All right, Gary, I'll let you know. And some people also say, you know, the first time they made a purchase, right? Like the first time they had to buy a house, you feel old. I don't think that would make me feel old. Now, again, I haven't bought a house yet. I don't think that'd make me feel old. Maybe having to get up regularly for a real job, working a 9-to-5. But again, I mean, just because you work a 9-to-5 doesn't mean you're old. Old is just a state of mind, right? Didn't someone say that? But it is interesting, right? Because you'll be going about your day, not even thinking of your age. And either, you know, the two guys on the other side of the glass will bring up being in elementary school in the early 2000s. Or you'll get something in the mail saying, hey, don't forget, it's your 30th high school reunion. Ooh, geez, 30th high school reunion. Or, you know, you'll see, I don't know. There's a lot of things out there, but there's also a lot of things that make you feel young. You know, I go back to the buying the sports car thing. That seems to be like the number one thing. In the summer in Buffalo, what do you see people driving around? You see people driving their sports car with the roof down. That would make me feel old or make me feel young. I don't care what age I am. If I'm in a car with the roof down, I'm feeling young. What about you? Also asking you about divorce. Maybe divorce makes you feel old. And your experience with divorce, and if you're just joining us, the reason this came up was yesterday, talking about your biggest waste of money. And one of the most common answers on the text board and on social media was someone saying either their ex-wife or their ex-husband. So I was like, oh, well, people want to talk about it. What lessons learned from divorce? Were there attempts made to save the marriage? And for those of you who got divorced and then got married again, what gave you the confidence that this was the time that you weren't going to make, or it wasn't going to be a mistake like the first time? Or did you get divorced and say, I'm never getting married again? Did divorce scare you away from getting married again? Again, as someone who is newly married, happily married, I feel, and I don't know, but I feel like if I ever got divorced, marriage is probably not another a process I want to go over again. But that's coming from someone who is not divorced and not thinking of getting divorced. By the way, no one gets married thinking they're going to get divorced, right? And we heard earlier, you know, there was a text that if you just take hear the text, you would think, oh, you know, that's not a bad point. But again, I think everything's in context. And we heard from Jessica earlier in Wheatfield. But, you know, someone said, I believe people should be limited to two divorces. Get divorced, you have one more shot to make marriage work. If that fails, you're done. And you hear that and go, well, you know, that sounds okay. But then you heard Jessica's call, and you got to put it in context, right? Again, I talk about getting conned. We've all have ourselves or known someone who was friends with someone who turned out to be someone they, you know, to not be the person they pretended to be. And people get in romantic relationships with people who turn out to not be who they were disguising themselves to be. And unfortunately, you get married to that person, and then you realize this is not the person I thought I was marrying, right? Or you get married to someone and they spend all their and your money. That usually will result in divorce. So, yeah, that sounds good, but again, I think in context. And then someone brought up the idea, and I should have just made this the topic, but someone brought up the idea of the five-year contract. Marriage should be a five-year renewable contract, just like with your license. In 5 years, you can opt out, no legal ramifications, or you sign for 5 more years. What do you think of that policy? Hey, you can either renew your marriage license or walk away. Now, obviously, when kids are involved, it's a little more complicated than just walking away after 5 years, right? With the idea of this five-year renewable contract. So that's on the table as well. When did you start feeling old, if ever? What makes you feel stay young at heart, young at mind? Throwing a few topics out there for you at 803-0930, asking you lessons in divorce. What was your experience with divorce? And for those of you who got married again, what gave you the confidence to jump back into marriage? For those of you who are in the other camp after getting divorced, saying you're never going to get married again. And then when's the first time you started feeling old, if ever? And what do you do to stay young at heart and young at mind? Someone on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board says, the first time I felt old was when I wasn't asked for proof of my age when buying alcohol. Or the first time a young cashier called me ma'am. I'll tell you, I can't remember the last time I was carded for alcohol. Except for the places that say we card everybody. Now, when we were at the beach a few weeks ago, me, my wife, my sister, her husband, we went to go on a walk on the pier at Sunset Beach, North Carolina. And I wasn't, none of us were ID'd except for my sister. And all of us had our IDs. Except for my sister. So wouldn't you know it? But I have to say, beside a place that has a sign, we card everyone, I haven't been carded in a long time. It's probably because I'm starting to look old. Sorry, that was me realizing that I look old. Let's go to Fred in Toronto. Hey, Fred.
Hey, good afternoon. So when I was in college, my friend Marshall really wanted a car, and he worked and worked all the time, saved all year long. Towards the end of the year, he finally managed to buy a car. He had it exactly 2 weeks. Some lady T-boned it. That was it. And I said to him on that day, I said, Marshall, today you're a man. You know, it happens when you realize how hard things are to get and how easy things are to lose, how precious things really are. That, more than anything, is when you cross the line. You know, when you're a young idiot child, you know, you think you're immortal, you think everything's free, it's just going to rain money for the rest of your life. There's a certain point at which it suddenly dawns on you, this is hard, and it can be snatched away really easily.
Yeah, and you know, Fred, a good reminder of that are constant car issues. I mean, obviously getting in an accident, but I mean, I'm going through that right now, where almost every other week there's something's breaking, or, you know, like you said, it costs money, and you know, that's really when you become an adult.
Yeah, you realize that the world is just full of landmines everywhere for everything. In any case, with regards to what to do to feel young, there's nothing wrong with you. No matter what age you're at, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with any given age. They're all different, but I wouldn't want to be 12 again. That's not a good time to go back to. I wouldn't want to be 14 again. I happen to be 57. But I look forward to the future. And, okay, I can't run as fast as I used to. But I was never going to be an athlete anyway.
Fred, that's a great point. You know, you wouldn't want to go to a much younger age, right? Especially if you remember everything that, you know, that you're. Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Well, and when people think about that, they think of, you know, being younger. It's like, well, how about not knowing all the things that you know? Okay. How about not having the responsibility? How about having someone else in charge of your life? That's how it used to be, right? Once upon a time, somebody told you when you ate, when you went to bed, etc. You grow older, and you're in charge of that. But then, also, you're in charge of car payments. So,
that's
pluses and minuses.
It's very true. You're in charge of. And, you know, when you're a kid, you get to hand the bills to your parents. Now, all those bills in the mail, they're for you.
Absolutely, absolutely, and everything else that can possibly happen, that's all for you. I remember when 9/11 happened. And it, you know, just out of the sky, it happened. And I was the one who was responsible for buffering my kids from that. Nobody buffered me. You know, I got to experience that in all the richness and fullness of the experience. And my job, my thing on the day, was make sure that other people were okay. That's what being a grown-up is.
Yeah, it's a great perspective to put it, Fred. I appreciate the call. Fred in Toronto opens a line for you, 803-0930. When, if ever, did you start feeling old? Tell me your divorce story, lessons from divorce. And I'm going to throw another one out there because it's Friday. It's August, right? We're talking a lot about going back to when you're a teen and being back in school. You know, when you were in school, you have a month left until you had to go back to school. Now, you know, summer can last a little longer because you're working no matter what. What is your ideal weekend? 803-0930. What would your ideal weekend consist of? We'll throw that topic out there as well. It's Beamer in for Bowerly, talking with you after the news and an update on traffic here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.